man. We see twice here this increase of knowledge and the purification process that takes place among God's people illustrated. And I would suggest to you that you can understand that this increase in knowledge was fulfilled in the Millerite time period through an understanding of Daniel 8:14 that brought about this purifying process that formed the starting point for the Seventh-day Adventist Church, the people that are going to ultimately carry the final warning message to the world. But I would suggest to you that you can also understand that it's pointing forward to the time period when God finally brings together his remnant people that are those that are involved with the latter rain and the loud cry, and that the argument can clearly be made that for those people at the end of time, Daniel 8:14 is not the piece of prophetic information that brings about this increase of knowledge and that allows them to be identified in verse 3 as they that be wise shall shine. And that word wise means teachers. These teachers that are involved with this revival at the end of time are not going to be so focused on Daniel 8:14 as they are going to be focused on the information that's found in the last six verses of Daniel 11. So what I'm suggesting to you is that these verses are the verses designed to bring the final revival, but these are the verses also pointed forward to in Daniel 12 that are the location of where this knowledge comes from. And we'll deal with that when we get further along in the study. But point being is these verses are very holy ground.